is that as I grow and as I experience things in life, my trust levels will grow also. In the fifth step, they also tell us as we build this very special relationship with ourself, they also know the wisdom of who we are. So in the fifth step, they tell us to share our inventory and to share our life with another human being. What that means is, and it's scary, is to take who I am, take every part of me, take my secrets, take every concept of myself, and now to give myself permission to share it with other human beings, with another person. See, one of the things that we have done all of our life, especially as codependents, especially because of our dysfunctionalities, we have done a lot of self-disclosure. So many times because we feel guilty, and so many times because we look at ourselves in a negative way, we always want somebody else to affirm us. We always want somebody else to tell us that we're okay. We're always looking for it in other directions. Now in the fifth step, we actually learn to affirm ourselves. In doing so, we can now reach out and share that person and share who we are with other people. The program tells us in a very beautiful way to protect yourself. The program tells us to look at ourselves and begin to realize that as you share yourself, don't share yourself just with anyone. Share yourself with people that will love you unconditionally. Share yourself with people that you feel safe with. Share yourself with people that will accept you as you are. Share yourself with people that will not judge you, but will love you enough to be honest and tell you the truth. Share yourself with people who are a very special part of you. And so as you begin this sharing process and this trusting process, a little bit at a time, what you will now do is you will begin the process of sharing, the process of actually reaching out, the process of actually experiencing and being part of other people. As you do this, you will now begin to experience that beautiful concept of being at peace with yourself on the inside. As you begin to experience this, you will open up the little child inside of you. What's so beautiful is you will now be able to say to people, be part of me. Let me share myself with you. You know how beautiful it is to share things, not to keep them inside anymore, but to let people be part of who you are. It teaches me that I am part of everyone else, but it also teaches me that I can build trust levels. I can build friendships, that sooner or later I can talk about the things that are inside of me. I guess one of the most special things I ever experienced in my own life in going to meetings is that when you go to meetings, what you do is you actually experience other people when they tell their story, who literally are telling your story. And for the first time, you find out as you share your inventory, you find out that you are not the only one that feels the way you feel. You are not the only one that has experienced what you have experienced. You are not the only one who has gone through the traumas you've gone through. You're not the only one that has these desires and these wants and these needs. It's so beautiful to realize that other people feel and experience the same things that I do. It's such a beautiful and such a special concept of self to begin to experience that. As we begin to do this, we now begin to experience the growth process inside of us. Also, as we share, we begin to feel better. We begin to open up. So many of us carry so much inside of us, and now we release the burden. We let it out. We also learn in the fifth step a very beautiful and special process. We learn not to give anything away. Now, one thing that we have to learn about ourselves, in this program, we are learning and developing a very special us. So no more will I give myself away. I will share myself. I will share the aspects of me, but I'm not going to give me away. Because if I give myself away, I don't have me. And I am now special. In this process also, I now begin to realize as a result of trusting